It's 11:04. You're listening to Wyoming Public Radio. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick, and very pleased to welcome in Wyoming Cowboy basketball star Larry Nance Jr. Good morning, Larry, and great to have you in. How about the weather for us today?
Today, there will be flurries possible in Jackson with a high of 40. It will be sunny and windy across the rest of the state. Highs will be in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, you can expect rain or snow around Jackson, clear everywhere elsewhere. Most lows will be in the upper 20s to low 30s. And on Saturday, there will be rain or snow across most of the state. Highs will be in the low to mid 40s, mid 30s in Jackson, where you could see up to 2 inches of snow.
And in Jackson now, 23 degrees, Riverton at 37, 48 in Sheridan, 48 also in Gillette, and 45 in Cheyenne. We'll get to Larry Nance Jr.'s favorites, the top five. We'll also talk Final Four basketball, the tournament coming up. Larry, why don't you introduce us to the Reverend?
The Reverend Al Green. I grew up on some of the old R&B, and this is one of me and my dad's favorites, Al Green. Let's Stay Together. Was Al Green, Let's Stay Together, and Aretha Franklin, Chain of Fools.
Larry Nance Jr. on Morning Music playing the guest DJ. Grady K. and Larry J. rocking your world on a Friday morning. Do you have a nickname?
I don't, actually.
Okay, well, we'll make one up. Right. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick. Again, my pleasure to welcome in Wyoming Cowboy basketball star, all Mountain West first teamer, majoring in criminal justice, right?
Yes, sir.
It's Larry Nance Jr., our guest DJ. First and foremost, Larry, you suffered a season-ending torn ACL in your right knee against Fresno State on February 18th. How's the recovery going?
It's going really well.
You're still relatively early into it. It was about a month and a half ago, right?
Yep. It was actually a month from tomorrow.
Wow.
I had surgery.
Oh, boy. Oh, so the surgery was about a month ago. And that was right here in Laramie, right?
Yes, actually right up here at Premier Bone and Joint.
Outstanding. Well, we're glad you're progressing. I know there's probably a long way to go. But
absolutely.
Certainly glad you're able to join us today. I was at that game, and it was absolutely a horrible feeling to see you go down. And earlier in the game, first half, I was amazed at how easy the game looked to you. You were as graceful, your footwork, going to the basket, your defensive work. It was impressive, and you've come quite a long way here at the University of Wyoming.
Well, so thank you.
Congratulations on your play. Certainly an unfortunate incident, but great to see that you're on the way to recovery. I was impressed with how Coach Shiat had you guys playing as a team. The Cowboys were competitive all year long. You had a big win against tournament team San Diego State, near wins against New Mexico State. Tough loss. You came very close on that one. And you were the only player in the conference to rank in the top 10 in steals, blocks, and defensive rebounds. You had a huge game in Denver, career high 38 points, 12 rebounds, 2 steals. When you have a game like that, do you sense things are going to go well ahead of time? Do you have a good feeling about it, or does it just happen?
It just kind of happens. You know, you start out the first couple minutes, and it just turned out to where they were kind of leaving me open. So I was just dunk, dunk. Trey hit me with a great pass, and kind of just exploded from there.
Great, great. Well, it's like some games it seems the ball goes in, and then other times it's a little tough.
Yeah, you know, that's how basketball is. That's the fun of the sport.
Makes it interesting. Well, we'll talk Final Four here in a little bit, but you're originally from Akron, Ohio, and we're certainly glad you chose to come to Wyoming. I know you had many other offers. Your dad, of course, Larry Nance Sr., quite a player, went to college at Clemson, right?
Yes.
And then with the NBA, Cleveland Cavaliers in your neck of the woods in Ohio, and the Phoenix Suns, 3-time All-Star. Also known for winning the NBA's first ever dunk contest in 1984. And I know you were featured in that category on ESPN.
Number one
play in SportsCenter's top 10. And it was your first season here, 2011-2012, against San Diego State. That dunk, also a finalist for ESPN2's Dunk of the Year. Did you play against your dad much when you were growing up?
No.
Did not?
No, I learned better than to do that. He he had no reserves when playing me or my sister. He, if we were playing to 11, the score would be 11-0.
Okay.
We wouldn't even touch the ball.
Okay.
So we learned pretty fast not to mess with him.
Well, that's probably a good thing, I guess.
Yes. You know, I'm glad he did it because now I'm a better player for it.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk Final Four, as I mentioned. First, let's talk a little bit about some of your favorite music. We've heard a couple of songs already. So you were able to listen to a fair amount when you were growing up?
Yes. You know, my dad was a huge R&B fan when he was growing up, and just continued that when he had me. And Al Green, The Temptations, OJ's, all those, he is a huge fan.
Cool. Well, we'll oblige here. Let's go into this next one. Tell us about this one.
Well, this is the one I would always hear. We would always hear driving to the gym with my dad. The OJ's, Used to Be My Girl.
On Wyoming Public Radio.
And that was the OJs with Used to Be My Girl, and McFadden and Whitehead with Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Music. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick, along with Larry Nance Jr. from the Wyoming Cowboy basketball team as our guest DJ. Again, a great pleasure to have you in today, Larry. Good music, playing that old school R&B, and you tell me that's your preference.
Of course.
Yes, I mean, indeed. Great to hear.
Gotta love the R&B.
Yes, indeed. Well, we were talking about slam dunking. Of course, your father, a pioneer in that, and I expect if you were healthy, you would have won the slam dunk contest last night.
You know, I would have loved to be in it.
How do they choose who goes in?
You have to be a senior, so I wouldn't have been able to do it this year.
Next year.
We're thinking next year.
Okay, well, I'd never actually watched. There was a three-point contest, and it came down to an American versus a Canadian, a girl against a boy, a Native American, Shoni Shamil, I believe is her name, from the University of Louisville, versus Brady Heslip, a Canadian from Baylor, and Shoni won.
Yes.
It was wild.
The girls can shoot.
No doubt. No, they didn't do any dunking, though.
No. Let's leave that for Brittany Griner.
Well, there was some pretty good dunks, too. I think the guy from Eastern Kentucky won. But hopefully we'll see you there next year. And certainly back on the courts here in Wyoming for the University of Wyoming Cowboys. And let's talk Final Four now. There's it appears to be some pretty good matchups. Who do you like with Florida Gators, Connecticut Huskies tip off at 4:09 tomorrow?
Well, you know, Coach Shiat used to be an assistant at Florida for the longest time, and so I think he might cut me if I didn't choose Florida. He might cut me from the team, so I don't want to mess with him on that one.
Well, I think I'm with you on that one too. So they've been tough all year.
Absolutely.
So they're an incredible team. It's hard to keep that consistency. I know. Game in and game out. It's not easy, and there are so many teams that really get up for the teams that are on top. Yes. And it's a physical thing, it's a mental thing, mm-hmm. and how you kind of fight through. It's a matchup thing, too, and I know Coach was pretty insistent on defense with the Cowboys this year, and it sure did show.
Right. I mean, that's the reason we were in every single game we played, and like you said, with those upper level teams, you really get up for that one mentally, mm-hmm. physically.
Well, you knocked off San Diego State. I could see that game. That was fun, and they were never close.
You know, I think we led the whole game, and it was just a great atmosphere. So thanks to our fans, and I think we got a few more up our sleeve.
Good to hear. All right, second game. Wisconsin Badgers versus Kentucky Wildcats. That'll be a 6:49 tip-off. Who do you like there?
Well, I've never really been a huge fan of Calipari because I don't like the one-and-done thing. But
I'm with you there.
Wisconsin for me.
All right. They're the blue-collar team. And I think it'd be great to see them win. Kentucky's done it before.
Right. Kentucky's done it before. They're almost expecting to do it. So Wisconsin and Bo Ryan, I'm rooting for you.
Okay. So it comes down to Florida. Well, Coach Shiat probably would like you to pick the Gators against Wisconsin, too. But if you had to, or who's in your bracket, and how did they go? I was going to ask you if you had time to fill out your brackets between your studies, your physical therapy, and, of course, your social life.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I have a bracket, and I think it was pretty messed up even after the first day of basketball. But I have two of the Final Four in Florida and Wisconsin. But
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it was better than I did.
It's all right. Florida's my national champion.
Okay, so Florida's going all the way. You heard it right here. Larry Nance Jr. with us on Morning Music. Certainly a great pleasure to have you in. You know, Larry, I was pretty good in grade school, St. Anne's in Prairie Village, Kansas. I was on the B team, power forward, just like you. You
That's
think
the best.
Coach would let me try out for the practice squad next year?
Well, you have 4 years of eligibility left, right?
I could be like a 25th-year senior.
That
maybe.
Would be wonderful. Hey, we need big guys now.
Well, I probably not. I don't think that would work out too well. How are your studies going here at UW? You're a criminal justice major, right?
Yes, I am. And I think I've got 14 hours left before graduation.
That's not bad.
So I'm hoping
you
to clean
can handle
that,
that.
I'm hoping to clean that up hopefully this winter and graduate then.
Great. Shout out to anyone listening today.
my roommate, Jack Bentz.
All right.
I got to go back there and beat him in some video games later today.
Well, you got to get back to physical therapy, I know, and that is progressing, and we're glad to hear that. And we're thrilled you'll be back for your senior year at the University of Wyoming. We certainly wish you the best of luck in rehabilitating the knee. Stay tough, stay cool. Larry Nance Jr. on Wyoming Public Radio. Take us out with this last one we're about to do.
All right, got had to save the best for last, and that would be Mr. Billy Paul with Me and Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays. Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, we got a thing.